Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Zayin. We're holding Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rava. Omar Rava, Omar of Chasa. Boy Rabami asked the Shaila with regards to those matters that are not subject to halachas of exploitation. So the halachas, as he asked it, is I know in Lahem. It is the halacha that they're not subject to, I know. In other words, the disparity in the price is 1/6. Bitul mekach yeshda ma'in lahem. So they're not subject to, I know, but are they subject to nullification of the transaction when it's greater than that? Rav Nachman Hadim Rav Chasa, Chasa Sir Pasha Rav Ami, Rav Ami resolved the dilemma that said, I know in lahem. So subject to Bayno and Bitl Yishlahim, when they are subject to all nullification of the transaction. Rabbiyana Omer, Akhtashis, Rabbiyana said this, and it applies to Hektish, Rabbiyana Omer, Akhtakwis, on property. Ramesh Medra Yechel Nomra, I know in Mahem, there's no I know, and Bitl Mikach Yishlahim. They're subject to nullification of the transactions. The ones who says that this ruling applies to the Hektish Kolshkin Akrakis. More so is going to Akrakis. Manda Akrakis. I will dash asleep. The Shmuel Avashmuel Hektish Shava Mano. Shechila Shava Futu Mechulo. Consecrated property worth 100 dinars. The one Mechal upon a coin worth one Futa is Chulo. Talas, one of the Mishnah. Aim Hoya Kredish Balmum. If the consecrated animal was blemished, another was substituted for. Yatzel chulm, it leaves to chulm. Tzora lasis leidomu, and one is required to calculate the difference in monetary value between the two animals and pay to the temple treasurer. Rav Yechon yatzel chulin, it leaves to chulin and divide teira. Tzora lasis leidomu is mitivrei me rabbon nolish. Shlach neshom rav tzora lasis leidomu not teira is not teira. But my askinon, what are we dealing with? If we said the difference between the value of the substitute animal, the value of the animal was is Rishlokish really say that rather the difference was the measure of the nullification of the transaction. So the Gemara says, "Behold, leimer Rebichel tzar lasses the dumb divrim." That case, Rebichelan say he is required to calculate the difference in monetary value and pay it to the temple treasurer by rabbinic law. Well, Amir Rebbeinu, Akdushis. Rebbeinu say this ruling in regards to Akdushis. Rebbeinu, Amir Akdushis. Tefrayim shavu Rebichelan Amri. I know. In lahem bitul mecha hishtahem. The Gemara says, "Leilu ambi bitul mecha." Epoch to Rebichelan, Ishlogish. Ishlogish to Rebichelan. Just reverse it. Ask the Gemara Mike and Yefthagi with regards to what the Shlokash Rabbi Yechon disagree. The Shmuel Damer Shmuel, Hektish Shava Mana, Shechilo Shava Putta Mechul. Consecrated property worth 100 dinars, that one is Mechul. Upon a coin worth one Putta is Mechul. Maris to the Shmuel, Maris to the Shmuel. The very same about the Kulami is to the Shmuel, really good to Shmuel, Vacha Bok, Mithig Mar Samar Shechilo, Yin Lechatchilo Loi, Mar Sabar Shechilo Lechatchilo. Ibu Yisem Leim Yavchte, No Vay Teba Hadar Vachizda, Kamithig Damar Mai Yin Leim Eno, Yin Betir Yisvein. Damar, Lechidu Fox, Yin Leim Eno, Yavchiz, Even Less Than Yin Leim Eno, Yavchiz. Vaysi, that's the Shaila, Ribis, Venola Hadid, dealing with the lame are subject to halachas of interest, and you know, but any ribis for another hektish. There's no, but deals with ribis and you know are not subject to halachas of interest and exploitation. But says me alim asis and the kimne v'tesh and no, is the objection from the brayse is stronger than that from the mishnah, which is diffused. When we establish it, referring to. There's a principle up to 1/6 is not considered. I know to apply by Hektish. But Hanami, Ribis, we didn't know that. There's many Ribis, didn't know that. There's no Allah when it comes to I know by another Hektish. Furthermore, Yahi, I need the Tani Sefer, but that which is time in the later part of the price is Zeh Chimer Behetit Behektish. This is stricter with regards to Hektit than regards to Hektish. So chayda haribis. Well, this the name is zochim in betis, but I'm betis mei no. This is hachi hash. So bishlam is zochim in betis mei betis v'sulei. But hektis is zochim v'sulei. There's many halachas in which hektis is treated more stringent than chulin. Ribis the hektis shechidami. What are the circumstances of interest in cases of hektis? Ilema the isve gizber mea b'mea v'asern. Maybe we said the temple treasurer lent 100 consecrated dinners in exchange for a payment of 120 dinners. And Malak Gizbar, didn't the treasurer now was Meila, Kivin Shemal Gizbar, that's some nice little Chloe, but they had it. Ravashi, Hamaiske, Gigin Shikibalov, Lesapik, Slusis, Maru, dealing with a case where one accepts upon himself to supply fine flour to the temple at the price of 4 saw for a seller. Well, the Mishalish and the market rose and stood at 3 saw for a seller. Tanya learned advice from the Kabbalah of the Sapik. Thus is married by the Mishalish. What, in the case, what accepts put himself to supply fine flour at 4 saw for a seller? The Sapik Marba, the market price stood at 4. Mishalish from the Marba, Mishalvik Marba, Shea, the Hegdish Kalayena. The problem is about it being a mysterious like this maraskin. You're dealing with building stones that are entrusted to the temple treasurer. We first build the structure of the temple with non-sacred and one consecrates thereafter. Mishnah taught Avodim, the slaves, doctors, lands, consecrated property, and Ben Tashtamikiva are subject to the payment of double principle. Not in Elish, from where we know this. I'm about to call them our Pesha. This is a clown. Just like the prat is my footage, it's a movable property and an intrinsic monetary value, and the goofy moment. So to any item that is movable property and has intrinsic monetary value. Yatsukarkois. Land is excluded. Shinim metalta is not movable property. Yatsu Havadim. Shuhuk Shulakarkois. Canani slaves are excluded, as they are compared to land in many areas of halacha. Nefeshtarish, afalpish, metalpun, even though metalpun, in gufun is a moment. Hektesh, makrari, udeble hektesh. Vilitash lomay, the Mishnah teaches, vilitash lomay, baba chamish, nor payment of 4 or 5 times the principal. My time, the shlomay, baba chamish, makhmo, and not vilitash lomay, shlish, baba. Mishnah teaches, shame, chinam, and nishba, and unpaid, shame does not take a shua, and these items were stolen or lost. It's chazal klal. Klal brought to klal. That the nalek in a prat. Ma prat of bush. Don't matter the goof. Ma of kodam. Matter the goof. Moment. That's a question. Matter the. That's a vodim. Shum shulam. Question. That's a star. Shafu bish. Matter the goof. Moment. Hektish. Teish is a makra. Eyo rei v'lo yishal hektish. Shemachim ein yishba. Lamino bnei yishol chus shaklem and iglu yishav. The shemer does not. Where it says the chedal. Are the residents of the city who sent their shekels to the Samilish and coins were stolen from the shliach or in route. Halacha depends on the circumstance. If it's occurred after the contribution of the chamber, it had already been collected from the chamber. The shlochim must take a shua to the treasurer from Lan. They have to make a shua to the residents of the city. Residents of the city then contribute shekels from place to the original shekel. If the original ones were found, or the thieves returned them, then they're both shkolim. You can't use them for the following year. This Mishnah teaches that Hashem Mechilin does take a shvua concerning hektish, contrary to the Mishnah. Or Shmuel, then with the case of a paid shemer, rather they take a shvua that they perform the task properly in order to collect their wages. If the Gizbon is it so that they take an oath of the treasurers? When they hear me, boy, let's just sit in the air. I'm a rabbi. Spend in the air, but my mother is born. They take an oath to the residents of the city. They take an oath to the residents of the city in the presence of the treasurer, so the treasurer will not suspect the residents of the city did not contribute shekels. The temple treasures were not called negligent. The coins were stolen or lost in the grounds. And the and these two are mechayev. Chanami and Hidish from the Mishalmi granted that they did not pay. Let them at least forfeit their wages and the responsibility to safeguard their money includes preventing theft and loss.